President Trump's wall now appears along 200 miles of U.S.-Mexico borderland. Progress hasn't slowed during the coronavirus pandemic. In some places, it's even accelerating. But as Arizona Public Media's Elisa Resnick reports, there's a tiny swath of tribal land on the Colorado River where that's not the case.
The Cocopah Indian Tribes Reservation sits in the river's delta, a corner of borderland where California, Arizona, and Mexico meet. But the tribe's members have been tied to the river much longer than those states have existed.
The Colorado River, where we are located, is the line that divides us between U.S. and Mexico, and we border that as well. So the river itself is also on our land.
That's Joe Rodriguez, a Cocopah tribal member and the director of its museum. The Gila River joins the Colorado nearby, and water used to flow all the way into the Gulf of California. Rodriguez says it sustained the animals tribal members hunted and provided the mud for the houses they built.
River water is life, life. Everything that we need to sustain our tribe, ourselves, our families is obtained from the river itself.
But access to that lifeline has been uncertain. The Trump administration is lining the U.S.-Mexico border with an 18 to 30-foot steel wall. Until recently, that included the Cocopah's 7-mile stretch of borderland where a portion of the river is. But in May, a court document filed by federal lawyers slashed funding for the Cocopah section. The document says it's because of difficult terrain and high building costs. But other wall segments planned in the area will cost as much, if not more. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva says the real reason for the change is about tribal sovereignty.
It would be foolish of Homeland Security or this administration to challenge sovereignty on this issue because you're challenging sovereignty at all levels if you do that.
Grijalva says this point has already been made successfully by another tribe, the Thahana Otham Nation. The Southern Arizona tribe has a reservation the size of Connecticut. More than 60 miles of it runs along the border. Tribal leaders like Chairman Ned Norris Jr. have been outspoken about their opposition to any wall on tribal land.
For us, this is no different from DHS building a 30-foot wall along Arlington Cemetery.
Unlike the Thahana Otham, Cocopah leaders haven't opposed the wall. They declined to comment on news of the portion being cut, but provided a copy of a letter tribal lawyers sent to Customs and Border Protection in May. It says the Cocopah tribe has cooperated with agency requests in the past, allowing access roads, patrol cars, and chest-high vehicle barriers on the 7-mile border stretch. Lawyers say the tribe has been kept out of the loop about construction plans, but a 30-foot wall is unacceptable because it would cut off vital access to the river and sacred sites. And it's not just tribes who are worried about what a wall could do to the landscape. Environmentalists like National Audubon Society's Colorado River Program Director Jennifer Pitt says before agriculture, industry, and cities, this delta was an oasis.
This area was once an ecosystem of somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million acres of wetlands, riparian corridors, and mudflats.
She says bi-national conservationists have spent years creating restoration sites on both sides of the border, but those could be blocked by other sections of the new wall. Construction is continuing elsewhere outside tribal land. Isaac Russell lives within a mile of the border just north of one section of the Cocopah Reservation. He and his wife used to bike through a thicket of trees on the river's path, but now...
They did massive amounts of clearing, and they're still doing more to the north of the dam where they're going to continue other parts of the wall that haven't been built yet. Cottonwoods, mesquites, palms, all kinds of stuff.
Russell's testimony is part of an environmental lawsuit against the wall project. He says he didn't know wall segments were even planned in his area until environmental groups told him. Border Patrol requested public comment for the project last summer, but Russell says the construction contract was awarded a day into the comment period. Construction began there last year. In an email, the agency says it consults with stakeholders like tribes and border residents on wall projects. Over 50 miles of border wall has already been built around the Yuma area. Construction along another 56 miles is ongoing. I'm Elise Resnick in Tucson, Arizona.